You guys out there have you brave enough to make dinner for your Valentine on Sunday? You may be in a situation, you know, where your sweetheart is a bit of a Weight Watcher. He or she is into the salad thing. You know, never mind, it's a special occasion. Well, our next guest says salad is special. Salad can be sexy. If anyone knows Brenda Bott, she should know about this. She makes her living off the greens. Brenda is the president of the budding restaurant chain Salad Creations. Hi there, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Great, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Now, listen, we're counting on you. A salad can win her over.
Yes, it definitely can. And actually, what we just started in our stores today for our Valentine's guests is the Flirty February menu.
The
With the
Flirty February menu.
Yes, the Flirty February menu. That's what we've called it. And we have a great lineup of three salads and a wrap, actually, that we're showcasing in our stores right now. And as always, our guests can go on our website and see all of our tips and tricks that we have for Valentine's as well, too.
Okay, let's get into some of these tricks because number one, you say tickle your sweet tooth. Well, okay, I'll go get the chocolates, but then she doesn't want chocolates. She wants salad.
Yeah, but you know what? You can tickle your sweet tooth with fresh fruit in your salad. And you can have strawberries and raspberries and cherries and blood oranges. And the benefit of all of that is they're tasty and they're vitamin packed as well.
You say that there are aphrodisiacs you can put in salad. There's things in salad can kind of get you in the mood.
Yes, and one of the things I always joke with our guests in store is we have low-fat probiotic yogurt, and I always say for a little decadence, add some dark chocolate. And that's one of the aphrodisiacs. But you know what? If you're going to have some of those greens, you can have asparagus and avocado and pine nuts and almonds and even strawberries and raspberries and honey and carrots, and even coffee is an aphrodisiac as well too. In our stores, we have organic coffee, but just the same.
Do we tend to lose focus on the fact that there's a lot of creativity in a salad? You know, you can really let your mind loose here.
Yeah, and you know what? What we try and do with our guests, and actually all of our Canadian guests, is bring the fun back into eating healthy. And that's why we have all these different campaigns, because you know what? You really can eat healthy and have some fun doing it. There's so many choices of different things that you can put in salads. It's literally the possibilities are just endless, of different things that you can add and combinations and so on and so forth. That you know, it can be a lot of fun.
I think a challenge, of course, for a lot of us is, you know, what to put in a salad and so on. And of course, now we're going to have to be concerned about color this weekend. And, you know, salad, to most of us, salad is green, but Valentines are red. So how do you deal with that?
Well, you know what? For Valentine's Day, in especially now, you know, with I just heard you say I'm in sunny Toronto. You're in some snow happening down there, which we're forecasted to get as well. But you know what? Adding some color to your salad, like different, you know, like think of a bright green base like spinach and spring mix, and then add some nutritious vegetables and fruits like strawberries and again roasted asparagus and things like that. Just really delightful to both the palate and the palate and the eye as well.
Can you really, at this point, Brenda, can you really make a meal out of just salad? I mean, you know, if you're going to have that meal, I have something special for Valentine's Day. Can you really make a meal out of salads?
You know what? You absolutely can. You know, myself, one of the reasons that I got into Salad Creations was because I had a weight challenge a few years ago. I was actually almost another person. I had lost 140 pounds. And
Wow.
through that, you know, one of my biggest challenges I found was exactly like what you just said, having a meal that was a salad, that was healthy, for you. You know, let's face it, you can make a salad as unhealthy as you want it as well. But, you know, and typically when our guests come into our store, our full creation is a very generous size portion, depending on, you know, whether or not you're going to add your cheeses or you're going to add your protein to it, or we have a steak option and so on and so forth. But it's very hearty and very filling. And that's one of the things that I was always looking for. And I absolutely believe that. Like nowadays, when you go into a restaurant, it's not salads anymore that are showcased as the side dish anymore. A lot of times they're the main dish. And that's why typically when we started doing our rebranding here in Canada, we were a quick service restaurant. And people typically look at us as fast casual because of the environmental aspect we have in our stores. And by that, I mean, as you can have a full sit-down meal with red cascading bowls, with metal cutlery, and have that dinner salad. And we do have people come in that do that.
And isn't it true that, yes, we are busy and so on, but I see the urge out there for people to be able to slow down a little bit. Yes, we want to go in there and get our meal and get going with our lives, but I don't know, we don't like this frenetic stuff anymore either, where, you know, you're like on an assembly line. At least that's the way I feel.
Yeah, and you know what? That's one of the things that I looked at as well, because you're absolutely right. Like, everybody's in a hurry. And, you know, one of the things, again, bringing back the thing about people with weight challenges and so on and so forth, people say, I don't have the time to do that. And, you know, I read labels when I go into the grocery store. And what salad creations, what I've been able to achieve with the brand is an entire salad creations experience from the minute you walk in the door till you leave. So that it's a very inviting environment. And, you know, we typically have two kinds of guests, those that like to come in and eat healthy start to finish, and those that like to eat healthy and have the cookie as the treat, that we bake cookies fresh in our store every day. And we take that into consideration, it being an entire interactive process. When the guest comes in and we welcome the guests to our store, we have newspapers, magazines, so on and so forth, and free Wi-Fi. So they come in and it's like a very inviting, warm, if you're not in a rush, you know, you can sit down and enjoy all the things that we have to offer in our store. But you know what? We do take into consideration those guests that want to come through the lineup and, you know, have to get back to the office and so on and so forth. And, you know, we have a way that we, you know, sort of bring people through the lines, because we have so many choices in terms of what a guest can have in terms of creating the salad right before their eyes as well.
Brenda, as your typical hamburger chomping guy here, is there a way, are men turning onto salads? Because I think there was a time, you know, you go into a restaurant a lot of times and there's the guy, you know, and he's got this big burger in his hands or pizza, and there's this lady, you know, beautiful lady sitting there, and she's eating her salad, and it becomes sort of a, you know, I don't think salad's macho enough for me thing. I mean, are you seeing a change there?
Yeah, and you know what? The standard sort of thing that people ask me all the time is, what's your target market? And, you know, I repeat it, and this is what I say. It's, you know, typical 25 to 55-year-old woman, professional, certain income level, you know, so on and so forth. But you know what I say is, salad creations, our target market is everybody. We have equally as many men come into our store as we do women. And you know what? One of the things that we're actually looking at right now, and a couple of things that we're getting involved with, is with Health Check as well, is being able to have our guests to be able to create a salad that we've gone through and gotten them the Health Check symbol on it as well, too, so that they can have healthier options or be more educated. And with that target market as well, I'd like to be able to look at those adolescents that are in those that transition years as well, too, especially girls and things like that, educating them on healthy choices. And I can't emphasize enough, too, whether it's a male, a female, children, university students and so on and so forth, is eating your three meals a day, you know, and eating according to the food guide as well. But we're complementing, or one of my objectives is to be able to complement entirely. One of our campaigns, I'll just give you an example that we did at Christmas time, was a salad, and we called it the Kitty Cob, Cupid's Kitty Cob. And our what we did with that is basically we took a salad that would be typically like a Cobb salad, like our Canadian Cobb, and we made it in such a way that the kids, if they were to enjoy it, would be more like finger foods, like in terms of picking your carrots and picking your meat like from it, and having the salad dressing put in the middle so that they could dip into it. So that we're complimenting and educating people from all spectrums is really what we're trying to do.
You know, too, when we talk about salad dressings, you know, we've come such a long way, haven't we? Because, I mean, you know, there wasn't that many decades ago where it was basically slap on the mayo or something, and that was it. So many more options out there now.
Yeah, and you know, with us in Salad Creations, we have more than 20 options right now. And what we try again and cater to is some of those healthier options. Because you know what, like, let's face it, there can be a lot of calories in salad dressings as well, too. One of the things in the next campaigns that we're going to be looking at as well is there's been a whole trend we're finding with our guests towards vinaigrettes, lower calorie, lower fat, and so on and so forth. So we're going to have a unique lineup will be only unique to Salad Creations that's going to come into our store, catering just to that in terms of all of these vinaigrettes as well. And we'll get our guest feedback on that as well, because that tends to be where it is. You know, it's not just the Caesar dressing anymore. It's the lighter version with the vinaigrette kind of based in it. And one of the ones that we have in our store that is one of my favorite is a pear and blue cheese one. And it's vinaigrette base. Yeah. And you know what? At first when I had pear and blue cheese, wow, like what kind of combination is this? And you know what? It's really quite good. Again, a little decadent with the blue cheese in it. But you know what? If you're, I always try when you have to look at having healthier options, you have to educate yourself in eating healthier every day. And you know what? We do have the guest that comes in, just like you said, you know, man that comes in and he may have the burger or even the lady and so on and so forth. And that's where I use the expression, you know, they like to come in and eat healthier. We may be the alternative to that the next day. But the thing is that we also want to educate our guests as best we can in giving them healthy choices. And that's what I do. Like, I'm like the kind of person that'll have pizza, but I have a healthy way of eating pizza. Or if I have a burger, I have a healthy way of eating a burger that I found to be able to have. Because it's important not to deprive yourself. And it's the same thing with salads as well. You know, if you want those candy pecans that we offer in our store, have them. You know, it's all about moderation. That's really what the key is.
So now, if we're getting into the salads, preparing a nice salad dinner for Valentine's Day, of course, you got to get in the mood, so maybe a sip of wine's good to begin with.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, I always like that. You know, when you come home, it's good for the soul, and obviously it makes cooking a lot more enjoyable as well. You know, typically, you know, after most of us have had a hard day at the office or we just want to unwind for a bit, you know, and like myself that enjoys cooking, you know, what better way to be able to do that is just have a glass of wine and, you know, just enjoy the process of cooking just the same way as you enjoy and sit down and take your time eating your meal as well.
Typically, is there a way, a mechanism to match wines with the right salads? Is that a whole art form in itself?
Well, you know, I think it'll probably follow about the same rule as what you would do with, you know, like when you're having your steak option, your red wines, and you know, if you're going to have a salmon option, you know, you have your white wines, and the same thing with chicken. But, you know, and I don't know if that's even necessarily true anymore, because a lot of times, even when I have dinner parties, I usually give the option of, you know, two different choices of wines. I think it's more important the pairing of the kinds of wines when you sit down and have a meal, rather than whether it's a red or a white wine. That's just my own, you know, personal preference to how I do it.
Well, I'll tell you, listen, you got something big planned for Valentine's Day?
Do I?
Yes.
Of course.
Uh-huh. You're not going to share that with us, are you, Brenda?
Do I have to?
No, of course not. It's not mandatory.
I am going to be, do you know what I'm going to be doing for Valentine's Day? I'm going to be in my kitchen, sipping that wine, preparing a nice meal.
No doubt salad will play a major role.
And you know what? Unfortunately, the author, before he can still pick roses in the back of his garden, I live in a condo, so there's no roses to pick. I'll have to wait and see if somebody gives them to me.
Absolutely. Brenda, it's always delightful speaking with you. Have yourself a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you so much.
Brenda, all the best.
Okay.
There's Brenda Bott, president of Salad Creations. Fun and interesting lady.